Last week, if you remember, we looked at the difference in the word comfort to what it was originally meant and to what it is now. Today, it's a fuzzy word. It's a comfy slippers, comfort blanket. It's a word to make you feel warm and cozy. But in the original language of the Bible, we looked in the Old Testament, we saw that the word made something more important, meant something far more important. It talked about strengthening. It talked about encouraging. When God said, comfort ye, my people, he was saying, take courage, take strength, move onward, move forward, I'm with you. And yes, that's what the word means. And today we're going to look at it now in the New Testament when Jesus used the word. And we're going to look at John chapter 14 and verses 15 to 18. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. The Lord Jesus is in conversation with his disciples. He's telling them he's going to leave them. He's telling them he's got to go back to his Father in heaven. He's got to go and prepare a place for them. And the disciples are confused and frightened and worried, and they need comfort and encouragement. And so Jesus says these words to them. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. And in the original Greek, the old Greek, it's allos parakletos. And translated into the English, it means another comforter. And when it uses the word another there, allos, it doesn't mean someone else or something else. It means the same kind of person, the same source, the same person is going to come to you just like me. And he's talking about the Spirit of God. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. And from the Greek, we get the word comforter. Some translators have used the word counselor. And this word parakletos, in the Greek, it's got so many words. It's got so many different interpretations and meaning. It's such a rich word. It's such a full word. And translators and theologians have struggled with it, not because it's hard to understand, but because it's got such a full meaning. Comforture has become a person, not something fuzzy, not something warm and cozy, but a person. Jesus says, I'm going back to the Father, but I will send you another comforter, someone to come alongside you, someone to be in you, someone to encourage you. And in the ancient Greek language, this word meant so many things. In the ancient Greek, it could be an advisor. It could be an ally to help you in battle, or it could be someone who exhorts the troops to fight well. It even got a legal term, meaning it's an advocate, someone who will stand up for you and fight your case in court. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to leave you. Allos parakletos will come. The Holy Spirit will come, another comforter come, and he'll be in you, he'll be with you, he will fight for you, he will teach you, he will counsel you, he will guide you. Is it any wonder we used to sing in the old days? Look at me now, the old days. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human wars abound, let every Christian tongue proclaim the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given, allos parakletos, one who comes alongside to help, to comfort and strength, just like Jesus. God bless you.